out there, and welcome to Work with Miles Okazaki. In this podcast, I'll be sharing some of the things that I've learned over the last few decades as a guitar player, as a composer, as a band leader and a sideman, as a researcher and student of music, and sharing strategies for practicing, improving your craft, and being a creative person in the modern world. These podcast episodes are audio versions of videos that I've been making over on Patreon for some time. So if you like what you hear, come on over to Patreon, Work with Miles Okazaki, and for the price of a cup of coffee per month, you can join into the community there, ask questions, get responses, make requests for new types of episodes, download special materials that I've posted, such as free books that I've written, exercises, computer programs that I've built, all kinds of things like that. And also, there are episodes that are primarily visual that are only posted there, such as specific technical studies on the guitar that require you to see what I'm doing, and things like sight reading. So, that being said, please enjoy, and best of luck on your musical journey. Channel. Today I would like to talk about Monk's Dream. So this is a song, it's written in the early 50s, it's recorded on Thelonious Monk Trio. My main reference is the 1962 or 63, I get recorded in 1962, released in 1963, recording Monk's Dream is the name of the album. And also a version that I really like is the Carmen McRae version that she does on Carmen Sings Monk. I listened to that a lot when I was a teenager, listened to that record a ton of times. Great record. So anyway, Monk's Dream is in C major. Relatively simple tune. There's a certain, there's a couple things I do on the way that I play. I'm playing with the fingers, no pick. So that's the melody. So tune up a little here. So I'm just going straight up a C major six kind of arpeggio, grabbing this major seventh, like a G major over C. Now, I don't know better to use I guess it'd be nice to hammer it on. I don't think I've done that before. I usually... grab it, however. It's a little bit awkward with the right hand. Now you could go. Maybe. I'm using four different fingers. And that's not natural to me, though. And hammering it on, you don't get quite the articulation. So I think I'm just going to use the third finger twice. Now this voicing for the F7. So go C major, F7, B7, basically. Interesting chord progression, because it's kind of like one to a, you know, 4-7 chord, like it's like a two, and you know, down little dominant chain. How does the F7 function here? It's actually a secondary dominant. How is that? Because B7 is the dominant of C major. B7 is what they call backdoor dominant of C major. B7 is in the family of all the other dominants from C major, G7, B7, D7, E7. Those are all chords that can go to C major. So B7 being a dominant, F7 is the dominant of the dominant, right? So that's a secondary dominant. Same way D7 is a secondary dominant. D7, G7 to C is a secondary dominant to tonic. F7 to B7 to C is secondary dominant to dominant. So in a way, this is kind of like... it's kind of like that kind of progression, but hipper. Right? There's one little voicing thing I like to grab. Monk plays this. He has this rub between the D and the E flat on the F7. Very common voicing for Monk, you know, on a dominant 7 chord, to have the 6 and the flat 7 next to each other there. Not too hard to grab. It's hard to get down here. You know, you wouldn't really want to try to get it down, because the problem is you can't get the F in there really easily. So here, it's easier. And also, you can get the the melody in there, because the melody goes from G to C. So B7 with a sharp 11, common voicing. Again, a little different. More common, like what Monk would do really is have the whole steps in there. This is B7, E7. And then descending dominant 7 chord, sharp 11, G from A down. Complex in there. It's really more about the articulation with the right hand that's the more difficult part of this, to try to get it to be have clarity. Well, I don't know if I said that that melody's the third time is different. A 16th note instead of a triplet. So again, sometimes Monk plays that little minor third. Thank you. is a kind of a C pedal with the melody going. So it goes. Now these the main melody is on top. Seconds. Now, on the, I think when recording Monk puts a fourth in here as well, something like this. But the basic thing is, now I'm playing a G flat triad here, because that's kind of implied in the sound that he's getting is kind of a alteration of the C sound, like a kind of a C diminished. That's kind of usually the kind of thing I would play in that bridge section. And then you could come. Now this, I kind of like. Do it here or here. Now I'm playing a, I'm playing a G flat seven. I mean G flat on top of a C seven. Kind of like a. Kind of a ghost of D in there. That's the whole bridge, so. I'll play the bridge again. Two, three. It's not really an arrangement, but the way that I'm, the style that I'm playing it in on the record, it's a lot of messing around with the triplets. So I'm messing around with trying to, maybe I'll keep the bass line going and I'll do different kind of triplet-y rhythms in the top. Basic rhythm you could use as an exercise would be like a clave.
you could just do a simple version. Dun, 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 dun. Versions of that, you know, you could turn the clave and rotate it so that you start in a different place instead of dun, 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 dun. You can go you could say dun, 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 dun. Let's see. Is that what I said? You could try just different kind of cross rhythms. From triplet into kind of a 16th note feel. So any kind of thing, I don't even play any single note stuff on the recording. I'm just messing around with different kind of grooves. I'm having some fun with that. So I'd encourage you, this is a nice one to kind of work out independence of the thumb and the fingers. You know, I'm just kind of keeping the thumb. Sometimes I'll play a bass. Sometimes you can play a bass line like that. Or might keep the bass line steady and play some kind of figure on the top. Hey, that would be nice. So easy, you know. But that's not too hard because that's a two-bar pattern. You could do something that's much longer type of pattern, you know, like I don't know, I could just play sevens over the top, like. I'm playing the bass note every half note or whatever here, but I could play it even every I could cut that in half and the pattern would become longer. The last one I made into a, well, that's a nice pattern actually. Da, 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 da. Last one I made into an 8 instead of a 7, because you know, you get 7 bars and you have one more bar. What would that sound like? Mess around with the, put the threes first, maybe. For some reason, that's harder for me. Thank you. three in the middle. To, you know, mess around with coordination a little bit with the right hand. I can do the same thing with triplets. Let's see. Okay, that's just a clave kind of pattern. But then I could try the sevens here. I could try while I change the chords. Oh, well, that's kind of hard. I'm trying to keep the form. Like to try to come up with things I've never done before and just see if I can just do it right there rather than trying to work it out and work it out and work it out and have it become a fixed arrangement. Pretty much none of the versions of these monk tunes on the work recording are like fixed arrangements. They're pretty much all kind of improvised, or at least, you know, some of them are like Pannonica. There's a couple of them that are very close to being fixed because there's not very many ways to do it. But still, they were arrived at by improvising. So, and this one's very much improvised. The only idea is I'm just playing the chords and the bass line. So, hope you have some fun with that. And I'll post a little performance video of this as well. Okay.
Well, that's it for today's episode. Thanks for hanging out. And if you'd like to see a video version, head on over to patreon.com and search for Work with Miles Okazaki. If you sign up through the browser, it's a very minimal fee because I'm trying to create a large community of guitar players and other musicians. If you like the convenience of the iOS app, it's just a little bit more. But in any case, over there you'll find all of these podcasts in video form, as well as many that are not included here. Guided practice sessions, listening sessions through favorite albums, discussions of repertoire, technical things on the guitar, philosophical things about creativity and making music. So thank you for tuning in, and thank you for your support of creative music.